It's 6:40. Some rain now. Sunny later on today, though, and a high of 80.
So it was first day of summer. Kiplinger put out this thing called how much did things cost in the 80s? Basically,
besides less.
Well, yeah, but not only less, but exact basically numbers. Everything is double now.
Is that what it is?
At least.
Wow.
Stamp 1985, 22 cents.
Okay.
Now 50.
Okay.
How much more could it possibly cost to make a stamp?
Well, it could. Trucks cost more and that kind of stuff. But, wages go up, benefits.
Okay.
It can. And don't forget, the 80s are how far away? 30. Yeah, 30, solid 30 years.
Got it.
Okay, all right.
Movie tickets.
Yeah, oh.
In 1985, Breakfast Club, Back to the Future, $3.55 a ticket. Now, the average ticket price is $8.97. Keep in mind that if you decide to see a movie in a specialty format like IMAX or 3D, you'll easily pay twice that amount.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy.
Yeah, and I was wondering how they got the $8 price. Wow.
Right? So it goes from $3.55 to $8.99 to $9.
Mm.
Right? Here's one. The Big Mac deal. It used to be called the Big Mac Value Pack.
Right.
In 1985. Sold for $2.59, okay? But now, the Big Mac Extra Value Meal goes for $8.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, there's something up in the sevens and eights, sure.
$8. That's how long, I haven't been to McDonald's or anything like that in so long, I had no idea it was even over $5 anymore.
Yeah.
$8 for a Big Mac deal?
I had a couple things from the 80s. I remember when I bought my first new car. It was like a Ford. A Ford Tempo. I don't know what it was. Ford something. And it was, I knew I put down like maybe $1,500, and it was $129 a month to buy it. You know, I mean, what car? Now you're putting down it way more than double that, and you're paying way more than double that per month. No question about it.
Everything's $40,000. Gallon of gas, 1985, $1.12.
Oh, reasonable.
Yeah, probably where it should be about.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for those damn Arabs. Let's see, milk. Milk was, that's boring. Eggs, boring. New home. Here it was. By early 1985, the average sale price of a new home was $96,200. Right now, the current sale price of a new home is $376,700.
There you go. And I'll tell you what, I remember in the 80s, one of the saleswomen in our office, they bought a house
on Newbridge Road. But the interest rates were 14%,
right? Yes, yes. But they bought a house on Newbridge Road, and in the 80s, in like a six-year span, that house doubled. They had bought a different house. Everything was like rocketing through the end of the 80s. Like stuff was just started going up like crazy, and people were making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Houses, boom.
Right.
I remember in 3-4 years, doubled the price of their house.
1985. Let me repeat this one for you just in case you want to choke. By early 1985, the average sale price of a new home was $96,200. And right now, the average sale price of a new home is $376,000. Almost $300,000 more.
Wow.
I have more. I don't have to stop if you don't want to.
It's depressing.
I really don't have to stop if you want me to keep on going.
Did they say how much a basement apartment in Bethpage was? Because then it was like $500. and it flooded a little bit.
You know,
I don't know. They probably get $1,500 for it now.
Can you believe this?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's how it changes. 6:43. Rain now, sunny later, high of 80. Ted Linder has the roads.
And your BAB Browns GP.
Deal for details expires 6/30/18.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 6:48. We were just talking about these examples that Kiplinger's Financial Magazine came out with about, you know, how much things cost in the 80s compared to how much they cost now.
Everything.
So a 30-year spread, it's going to be shocking.
Everything in your life is at least double.
Oh, at least, yeah.
At least.
Yeah, I would expect, right? Hey, BAB, you got an example that's brought up? Go ahead.
I remember in 1977, I bought my first car, Chevy Impala Custom, 3,000 miles on it. I paid $2,500. For it, and I remember I filled it up the first night. It cost me $10 because it was 52 cents a gallon, and I thought, oh my god, what have I gotten myself into? $10 to fill up my car,
right?
It's like, oh my god,
I guess it was Tuesday. I was at the gas station, The woman behind me, I had the credit card thing on the gas thing wasn't working, so I had to go inside and pay. So I go inside, I pay, and the woman behind me was like, give me $10 on number four. I'm like, well, where are you going?
To the next gas station.
Like, where the hell do you think you're going on
$10? That's so funny.
Hey, yeah, thanks.
You're right.
You're getting 3 gallons of gas.
Yeah. I filled this guy's tank up, you know, back in 77 or whatever. But, I mean, it just happens over time. People make more, things cost more, and we just keep going. I wonder where it ends, you know? What will it be like, you know, what in 100 years will people be paying $1,000 for a gallon of gasoline and making $1,000 an hour? You know, what is it going to be?
Right, but our salaries doubled. You know what I'm saying? Like, that Big Mac thing was $2.97 in 1985. Now it's $8, right? So that's more than double.
Oh, yeah, more than double.
Are people's salaries more than double?
My first job at Blockbuster, I was making minimum wage, and I was 93, and minimum wage was $4.75. So now it's $11.
So it's a little more than double.
It's a little more than double. Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's like 25 years.
Pretty close. Good example, Brett.
Do you long for those Blockbuster years?
I don't.
Really?
Not at $4.75.
Did you make manager like my buddy Joey did?
No, I didn't care for that.
No. You didn't want responsibility?
Not at 17, no.
All right, 6:50. It's time for the stuff you need to know. Brought to you by the Bayshore Law Offices of Seibman & Seibman. Here's Ted.
Three Nassau police officers suspended without
pay. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. 6:54.
Brett just
rain now, sunny later. High of 70.
Brett just got me thinking. That first job that he said was 4.25 at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
$3.65 an hour at rock bottom.
That's funny. Something like that. I know in the 80s when I went to the grocery store, I think it was $3.35. Minimum wage maybe was $3.35.
$3.65 an hour at rock bottom.
There you go.
And then I think I might have got to like $4 when I was working at Finest, the supermarket.
Exactly.
And then some old lady crapped on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was a maintenance guy. And they're like, John, register 7 with a mop. I get up there. I'm like, yeah, I'm out of here. And I left.
And 4 something an hour was good.
And my father's like, what are you doing home? I was like, I quit. What do you mean you quit? I'm like, well, they wanted me to mop up some old lady's crap off the floor. All right, go to your room.
Go to your room. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, kind of. It was like unspoken. Like, I knew he was cool with it at that point. I didn't take a beating.
Yeah. Right.
Right. You know?
Hey, think back to what you made and what things cost, and it was definitely different, especially like, say, the 80s to now. Of course, a big difference. This guy, right after graduation from high school, what did you buy? Like a big shot? Go ahead.
I bought a brand new Dodge Challenger, brand new, 4-speed, loaded, muscle car, for $3,800.
What were you making at the time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right?
We weren't making much.
How'd you do it?
Do you still have that Challenger?
No, I wish I did. You know, the sad thing was is, for $350 more, I could have had the RT package. And so now I could do that. But that was like five more payments. That was five payments on toward my took a loan out.
It was a lot more money then. It's just $350 was a lot more than it is now.
I know. Oh, that challenge would be worth probably $40,000 to $50,000 right now.
What color was it?
Black on black.
Oh.
When you let me ask you a question. When you had a family and you bought your first minivan, were you even able to look at yourself in the mirror?
No. Another one still. I don't even want to bench. I have kids. I got three kids, so they're healthy.
Yep. There you go. That's awesome to think
about.
But
you don't have a 71 Challenger, do you?
No.
You would definitely trade in one of those kids for that Challenger. No question about it. What'd you say?
You have a good day.
Yeah. Right now you're thinking about, all right, which kid would I trade in if I could have that Challenger back? Later, man.
See ya. Yeah, you can see it on TV on Mecum Auto Auctions. That's where you'll see it now. Oh, man, the chances we had to buy those cars. Oh, my God. But, hey, it's a different time, and now you can still go get them. I see some of them at Mecum Auto Auctions. I see some really nice cars, relatively cheap. Like, when you're saying, like, a beautiful mint car for $30,000 or less, you're like, wow, that's not bad. Yeah. With low mileage, like, it's a mint version of the car. You're like, that's actually not bad compared to cars now.
Until you drive it, and the muffler falls off.
No, it's beautiful.
Or you got to go to fix one of these things.
Yeah. Well, then there's that.
You know?
Yeah.
And a gas cap costs $1,400 because you can't find them. They don't make them anymore.
Can't be all that bad. Hey, listen, thanks for the calls. It's good stuff. 6:57. And Ted Lindner has the roads.
And your BAB Browns Chief Headquarters in Patrick.